the people, you know, sort of take away from getting the job done here. But Marvin's a really important mentor to me, and I seek his advice quite a bit. I really can't comment on that. I really don't know their situation. Yeah, you know, that's another one you might have to hit the transcript for, but probably preparation is probably the biggest thing. There's nothing that touches the team that that you can overlook. You have to be prepared for everything. Having multi-dimensional players, you know, that's sort of carried over. I was there. Yeah, I've probably been on the record of saying this before. You know, there's a difference between immediate gratification and winning right then and being on the right track. We were on the right track in Cleveland. Bill Belichick was on the right track. I mean, he's proven that. But we didn't have short-term success. And, you know, when the team ended up moving, we made a change. You know, but the things that we were doing, the things that has probably propelled him to so many Super Bowl victories and known as the greatest coach in the history of the NFL, he was doing all those things in Cleveland. Yeah, you know what? I respect this game so much, and I wouldn't trade this experience for anything. Everybody's goal is to win a championship, and I think that's my number one goal. I've worn a lot of hats in the NFL, and I've never won a Super Bowl. So, you know, that's taken my full attention this week. Yeah, you know, in Tennessee in 99, we didn't really experience a whole lot of this. First of all, the whole city was iced in. It was hard to get around, but there was no week in between. And as a coaching staff, we were pretty much sequestered. You know, we didn't have an extra week to prepare. You know, we were burning midnight oil just like a regular season. We even stayed behind in Nashville for 2 days. So this is, you know, and I'm sure it's changed since 99 anyway, but, you know, this is sort of new. It's new to be a part of this process. I don't know. I think you appreciate every day in this league, you know, and you do everything just to get a win on Sunday. You appreciate those wins on October 13th and, you know, September 12th and, you know, the December wins and, you know, playoff wins. You know, that's what this is all about. It's all about winning games, and that's what our job is each week, is try to develop a plan, put the players in good position to win the game. So I think we sort of look at this week in a lot of ways as just an extension of that and try not to think too much of any other ramifications of the game. You know, we started off poorly in the game, particularly defensively. We gave up a lot of yards, but particularly at halftime, we were able to get it settled. We were able to get back in that game. And, you know, I think the thing that got us back in that game from so long ago was the fact that we were back with our personality, and that was Steve McNair scrambling, Eddie George running the ball, and playing good defense. That's probably what I remember the most.
A lot of defensive coordinators, I don't know, you come up with a game plan and try to stop Tom Brady. How confident do you have to be in that plan? How good they are?
Well, we're confident in ourselves, too. I mean, they're going to have to come up with a game plan to defend us also. So, I mean, that works both ways. We're certainly going to take into account what they do well, and we're going to take into account their schemes and their personnel packages and the matchups that we need to be aware of. But, again, we also can't get too far from our own personality, a little bit like that question. We have to sort of play the way that we played that has gotten us to this point. Yeah, you know, a lot of teams run tempo. That's not unusual. You know, so we're prepared for that. They substitute a lot of different personnel groups. They tempo within that. Sometimes it's within the same personnel group. You just have to be good with your substitutions. The officials have really done a good job since tempo came into the NFL of regulating when substitutions were made and allowing the defense, you know, that official stand over the ball and make sure that you have a chance to match the personnel. And, you know, in some way or fashion, there's 32 offenses in the NFL that use tempo in some regard. Probably not as good as the Patriots. We're going to have to really be on board with getting guys in and getting out matching packages, rotating players the way that we do. When the sub, certain parts of the field are easier to sub than other parts of the field. It's going to be a great challenge.